this is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: O most respectful one, may a person who wants the highest benefit in life never gain kingly opulence, for it leaves him blind to the needs of his own family and friends. Please repeat. O most respectful one, may a person who wants the highest benefit in life never gain kingly opulence, for it leaves him blind to the needs of his own family and friends. Purport: It is of course out of his deep humility that Vasudeva is berating himself, but his condemnation of opulence is in general valid. Earlier in this canto, Narad Muni delivered a stinging criticism of Nalakuvera and Manigriva, two wealthy sons of Kuvera, the treasurer of heaven. Intoxicated by both pride and liquor, the two had failed to offer proper respects to Narad when he happened to happen upon them as they sported naked in the Mandakini River with some young woman. Seeing them in their shameful condition, Narada said, Nahi anyo jasato jasyan buddhi brahmaso rajoguna srimad abhijatyadir yatra stri dyutam asvaya. Among all the attraction of material enjoyment, the attraction of riches bewilders one's intelligence. More than having beautiful bodily feature, taking birth in the aristocratic family, and being learned, when one is uneducated but falsely puffed up by wealth, the result is that one engages his wealth in enjoying wine, woman, and gambling.
Om Achyananti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sham. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Sri Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, I am seeking the blessing from all assembled Vaishnavas. So, today's verse, whereas the Nanda Maharaj was there in Kurukshetra, and Vasudev, Sri Krishna's father, he is explaining that he could not see, do good treatment, respectful way. And then he says, the kings who have got lots of opulence, and they can't treat properly these relatives, friends, whoever it is. And that is one of the things, more opulence, more richness gives problem to treat the relatives. This is what he is explaining. It is his humility, of course. And whereas other thing is here, even Narad Muni is explaining, among all the attraction, material enjoyment, the attraction of riches bewilders one's intelligence. It's more than having beautiful body, feature, birth, aristocratic family, learned. But that richness, highest material richness, that bewilders. And that leads to a person totally in a demonical condition. And mostly the richness comes even a person who is uneducated. Uneducated means who really do not know what is the goal of life. After taking human form of life, what is the goal of life? If a person is not knowing, so he is going to use it, all the wealth for the enjoyment of wine, woman, gambling. This is what is very clearly given over here. So now the thing comes, what is the perfection actually? What is the perfection of life? So Srila Prabhupada, he the day one onwards, he had been to United States. The day one onwards, he was explaining everything, because we are celebrating Srila Prabhupada's 50th, that ISKCON has been completing his 50th year. So Srila Prabhupada, when he had been to Western countries, he was not affected anything on the wealth of theirs. He was not bothered about the skyscrapers or their beautiful cars or their opulent roads and all. Prabhupada was not bothered. In fact, Prabhupada was feeling bad. He was feeling bad in such a way, these people are in deep dark well. It's very difficult to bring them back. They have gone very deep materially. Because Prabhupada had come to give them, they had gone to give them Krishna consciousness. So he was searching all about where I can express this particular thing, which is the place I can express. So, Prabhupada, one thing he had, that unflinching faith of Krishna. From day one onwards, he was having unflinching faith, because Krishna will arrange everything. And one place Prabhupada was saying, I started this 22nd Avenue, New York, and I took risk of about $200, Prabhupada was saying. And I have to maintain that establishment simply depending on to Krishna, because whoever the members were there, not even a single was earning member. And Prabhupada was saying, I was simply depending upon to Krishna, and in the month end, I used to get some money as well as of some men also. They started coming. So, completely depending upon to Krishna. That is one thing what we can see. And then he encourages all his disciples. He says, similarly, the Prabhupada says the sincere soul goes out and opens any centers in a part of the world, Krishna will help them. And by all respect, Krishna will help them. He should think about sincerely. That's the same thing Prabhupada says even for the person who is preaching. For even a preacher, if he is sincere, Krishna will help him in all the respect. And entire thing Prabhupada is having depending upon faith on Krishna will help. And it happens. And one more thing Prabhupada always used to say, without being empowered by Krishna, nobody can preach. It's not the academical qualification or a financial strength. That is not going to help you much. Which is helping the matter is the sincerest purpose which helps in the matter. That person has to be very sincere. Of course, people will have that particular support for that. That is different. But here Prabhupada said, simply sincerity, that helps Lord. And and one more thing Prabhupada explained. Because what is the perfection? He is emphasizing what is the perfection. That perfection Prabhupada has started giving. Hare Krishna. Perfection. What is the perfection? All the time he used to give what is the perfection. And Prabhupada says, even whatever the presentation, he says, if you don't succeed also, you don't worry. He used to tell his disciple, do your best. Success or failure does not matter. Very wonderfully Prabhupada narrates. Krishna is absolute. So there is no such thing as success and failure in Krishna consciousness. Other words, there is no failure in Krishna consciousness. Whatever we do, it is success. And one more very interesting and encouraging word Prabhupada said, whatever one may do in a material world, whatsoever the great thing a person can do in the material world, if he is even, that time he refers, even if it is Rockefeller, Prabhupada said, it is all failure. Defeat. Because it will not exist beyond his body. This is very wonderfully Prabhupada narrated. Because even in the verse, the material opulence and the richness, everything we have to consider, because they are not going above the body. This is all just beyond, it's never turned beyond the body. This is one thing Prabhupada emphasized. And one thing he said, he even Rockefeller or whoever it is, he does not know in the next life, I may be a cats and dogs. But whatever the service we do for Krishna, even if somebody is not able to execute fully in Krishna consciousness, whatever the amount of service he does, never goes on vain. It will eternally remain. And it will act. It will act. No question of failure in Krishna consciousness. It is only success. Krishna says, my devotees never vanquished. This is one of the sloka, this verse Prabhupada is always quoting. Just to get enthusiastic way of Krishna consciousness. And he must be sincere, that's all Prabhupada said. That's why this sloka, Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma, Sashvatam Shantim Rachati, Kaunteya Pratijani, Name Bhakta Pranashati. This is one of the very enthusiastic, and this gives a hope for a devotee. Because as soon as a person takes Krishna's shelter, Kshipram, immediately he becomes Dharmatma. He may be Duratma, but as soon as he takes Krishna's shelter, he becomes Dharmatma. And Arjuna, go and declare, my devotee will never perish. Prabhupada said, this is the word we have to remember all the time. Because Krishna's service is highly valuable. And that's why Prabhupada is saying you have to go for highest type of devotional service, because when we take Krishna consciousness, this is out of 84 lakhs of species, 4 lakh species are human being. Out of this 4 lakh species, you have to become the topmost ranking. The topmost ranking is the pure devotional service, the taking shelter of Krishna. That is your job. Dhanya ho gaya, kritarth ho gaya. Your life is over. Nothing else you have to do it. This Prabhupada was emphasizing. Like it in Himalaya. Himalaya, you have to go to that peak. When you go to peak, you are going to Mount Everest. Enough. There is no other space to go. So Prabhupada said, it is like that. Krishna consciousness is like that. You get a peak thing. So that's why even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives a... Prabhupada says he desires Krishna consciousness should be flourished. It should be preached all over the world, like city, town, village, everything. And that's why Prabhupada said, I left Vrindavan. And wherever we go and chant the holy name, that place becomes Vrindavan. Krishna appears there. And Krishna will bless you for all those things, because you are doing it for Krishna. And one thing is sure, everyone in this world is suffering. Despite of so many attempts of, there are so many parties, government, they are trying to set right, they have the planning commissions, they have the World Peaceful Commission, they'll have so many commissions. Still the suffering will be there. There will be suffering. It will continue. People are thinking that by more education, more hospitals, more foods, this was Prabhupada's words, very important. So many other things, they will become happy. But we have the ingredients that alone can make us satisfied. That is Krishna consciousness. That is the ingredient. So these Prabhupada's, wherever, whomever you meet, give them, please give them Krishna. Everyone will be happy. Everyone will be happy. Even Prabhupada's slogan was there. And otherwise, person will go on complaining about this world. And once he takes Krishna consciousness, the complaining things goes off. Human life is meant for progressing, not for complaining, Prabhupada said. You have to progress in spiritual life because you got a very less time. The time, if you utilize it for complaining, you are the great loser. Very nicely. And connect ourselves to Radharani, the holy name, with a humble heart, connect it to Krishna. That is our goal of life. And actually, when I say that, even in the verse, artha, that money, it said, it should be used for paramarthas. That is service of paramartha. For the Supreme Personality of Godhead service, it has to be used. Otherwise, that will turn into anartha. That artha will turn into anartha. Artha to be used for service of the Supreme Lord. People wanted Lakshmi without Narayan. It's impossible, because Lakshmi, she won't stay without Narayan. And you have to take Narayan's shelter. That is called demonical propensity. That is the propensity of Hiranyakashipu. He never wanted Hari should be worshipped. Don't take Hari's name. But I wanted to be a topmost materialistic person. It's impossible. It can't be done. That's why one question Prabhupada is asking, you know, very, very wonderful question to the people. Who is the atheist, actually? You people also read it. I think, who is the atheist? And, you know, Gnostic. We say one who is not taking devotional service is Gnostic. It's a common thing. And you know what Prabhupada said? Person who is accumulating lots of wealth, money, and considering that wealth belongs to him, it belongs to me, he is atheist. And this wealth belongs to Krishna. He is theist. He is devotee. That's the difference of Gnostic and This is Prabhupada. Because that same thing is connected to the shloka, today's shloka. Wealth. You consider it belongs to you. That is the problem. Ishavasam idam sarva. We forget that. Person who forget that because he's not going on the particular path. And moreover, the peace formula itself they are forgetting. That's why Prabhupada, even today morning I was hearing, you should understand Bhagavad Gita with thorough way, what Krishna has given. You don't speculate anything. Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwara. Suradam sarva bhutanam. Jnatvam shanti mrityate. This is the principle, fundamental principle. Whoever you may be, you cannot be the controller. You cannot be a proprietor. And he is the well-wisher of all the living beings. Then only you will get the lasting peace. That is a sutra, formula for peace. That's what Prabhupada was encouraging all the times, Goswami conscious. This of course is quite tough. But Goswami conscious, even Prabhupada said, why I have arranged some of the temple in Vrindavan, at least we'll have that type of vibration of Goswami conscious. It's in Vrindavan. That is the thing which is going to keep up. Because suppose, you know it very well, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were chief minister, one was the finance minister in Nawabhushan Shah's place. Very rich, ship full of gold coin, very rich. You know, their renunciation is unimaginable at present days. Have you seen the present political people, finance ministers or chief minister, whether they have resigned sometimes? No, they'll never resign. No, there is no transformation. Because this is a transformation just to uplift the soul. Srila Prabhupada, when he had been to United States, all the Bhagavatam thing, first he was emphasizing, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. And people are saying, it is very bad thing. They were not accepting it. What is this? What is this Swamiji speaking? It is not tolerable. Let me enjoy. So he was emphasizing, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul. The spirit soul is eternal. It's connected to the supreme soul. You got the human form of life to take the shelter of the supreme soul. This is an opportunity you got it, that you just take the supreme souls. And by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we got the Maha Mantra. You connect it, you'll become immediately Mahatma. And you'll become, that Atma will become very purified. All the contamination will be out. That is Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Even one thing I can refer that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had been to Varanasi and he tried to meet these Mayavadis. Prakashanand Saraswat Mayavadis. And that time one thing he very specifically narrated, the transcendental loving service is a spiritual activity of the spirit soul. Transcendental loving devotional service is a spiritual activity of the spirit soul. And even the Mayavadi philosopher, they confuse such thing. Even material they'll put here and there, and there is nothing comes in the spirit soul to perform anything, not giving importance. That's why it is said that all the time they were quoting also. Quoting is that you have to come to the transcendental platform. That is 14.26. Mamcha eva vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitvena brahma bhuta kalpate. That's the sloka. One who engages in the spiritual activities of unalloyed devotional service, avyabhicharina bhakti, is immediately elevated to the transcendental platform. Because whatsoever, even he was telling to those, the Mayavadi people, because that platform which you are having, that is not the right platform. That is not the path of perfection. Material world is not that spiritual world. Material world, however the way you are dealing it, that won't help you. Devotional service is enlightenment of awakening when living entities perfectly perform the spiritual activities. That's why everywhere, every heart, Lord has given the dormant love for Krishna. So it should be awakened. It's not any monopoly. No monopoly. Everybody have got that love for Krishna, dormant love. It should be awakened. Awakening by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is Mahamantra. And one more thing he gives, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jivare Swarupai Krishna Rinityadas. It is the constitutional position of the Jivatma to become a servant of the Supreme Lord, Krishna. This is, he is narrating to the Mayavadis. This is one of the reasons. And then he says, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Mam Prapadyate Vasudevam Sarvamiti Samatma Sudurlabha. Actually we heard it, but you know, for cultivating the right knowledge, when one comes to this point of real knowledge, after many, many life, after many, many births, struggling for existence, the cultivating the knowledge, when one comes to that point, Vasudevam Sarvamiti. Vasudeva is everything for me. Krishna is everything for me. That is real knowledge. Vasudeva is everything. He surrenders to Krishna. He surrenders to me, Krishna says. Such advanced devotee, Mahatma, that is a great soul, very rarely seen. Very rare. Srila Prabhupada says, we have to become that rare thing. We wanted that. That peak value we have to get. This is that particular thing. And thus, although, and one more thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains, although Mayavadis are appear by very much advanced type of knowledge, all wonderful, everything, they got their own type of all slokas, recitation, all, they got the scriptures. They are not yet perfect. They are not yet perfect. And they don't even understand that you are not the body or the spirit soul. They are not totally understanding that. And they say everybody can become God. This will not give you a perfection. Please. So this way he was explaining. To come to a point of perfection, they must voluntarily surrender to Krishna. This was the instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving to those Mayavadis. That is the sum and substance. That is the peak. Even somebody was asking Prabhupada, what is the religion? We have this religion, that religion. And Srila Prabhupada was saying, Krishna conscious is the postgraduate state of religion. Postgraduate study of religion. Krishna conscious. See the faith what he had. And now, actually, even this week or some, up to 14th, I think, we have Holy Name Day all over the world. And our authority was saying, just speak about that also. I'll take some few minutes for Holy Name. And first thing is that the Holy Name is very nicely working. And I have just seen, whenever we sit for the Holy Name, especially myself, I was sitting. In the morning, it was like, you know, it is a session of my mind is planning something. That was the planning session. The thing was moving, beads are moving, but it has become a planning session, and very hardly we can remember or hear about the whatever we speak. So especially in Bhurijanam Prabhu, who has narrated very nicely one thing, and it has affected me very much. So also you people have messages. He said, forget about the past, forget about the future. Now you are in present, taking the feedback to chant this holy name, and this is not to just to worship your ego or worship your mind. It is you are worshipping Radha Krishna. That is you are surrendering. And your soul is surrendering. And while you are chanting, one syllable, try to hear it properly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Because you have started chanting, vibrated the tongue, also you heard it from ear. All 108 syllable, what is there, I heard it. That is a satisfaction. Because what happens? You tell the mind, let the mind come after 2 hours, after the chanting, let it come. And you have to be very strong. Dhridavrata, Sankalpa. Because I have to complete it, because I got a connection with the Lord. This Mahamantra, my spirit soul has got a connection with the Supreme Soul. And soul is bathing with this Mahamantra. It is eternal thing. So this is one of the highest, topmost priority I have to give my life for this chanting. Out of that 24 hours, this is one of the most important part of my life. And this is connection with Krishna. And the soul is bathing with Mahamantra and taking the proper Krishna consciousness. Very attentively try to do that. That's what he said. And it helps a lot. It helps you and I say. And although all the aspirations are there within this Mahamantra, because we stop that Mahamantra and we go for all the work. Really speaking, all the aspirations are there within the Mahamantra. When Mahamantra is perfectly done, you are wearing the armor, raksha kavach, for the illusion, and you will be perfectly situated. Nothing can bother you. This is very, very wonderful. And normally what we do is a routine. And we are allowing our mind to do the world tour, you know, all over the world. You know, this is what's normal. Ach, ho gaya, sola mala ho gaya. No, it has to be very carefully, we have to see. This is touching. This is most important, the touching of soul that is taking bathing. And I wanted to give one reference. Here in our congregation, this one incident happened, I wanted to tell you. She was a very nicely chanting lady, old woman, around 67, 70. She was all the way coming from Malad and all. Her name is Malati Shetty. So, at her home, her husband was there. They are supporting for devotional service. She was very strong in her chanting. Plus, she used to perform her Ekadashi also nicely. Asking that very nicely. One incident I'll tell you how much she was loving Radha Gopinath. Last year she bought some Mangalore jasmine flower, and I was on Thursday, and that flower was it was not that fresh, but still, just for satisfying her, some of the bundle I put it for Radha Gopinath. I was not knowing who bought that, and finally she was waiting to see Gopinath on that. And then she came and spoke to me, that flower, I bought it. It's a costly flower, you know it, from Mangalore. I said, that was dried up, it was not that good. Then immediately, next Thursday, she bought the fresh one. And it's a costly thing, she bought it. I said, why you took it so much? I said, you know what happened? People are considering her just little psychic type of thing. But she was very strong in spiritual life. And recently, about 20 days before, she left the body at a place. You know, before leaving the body, she was chanting nicely. On lap of her husband, she chanted and she put her head, she went away, left the body. And before leaving, she called her daughter. You know what she said? One thing you have to do, whatever the ornaments I got, this you should hand over it to Radha Gopinath. And she said, you my daughter, you have got sufficient, and my daughter-in-law also, she got sufficient. What I have already decided, it should be given to Radha Gopinath. And don't delay it. Before my kriya, you should hand it over. If you delay it, you will have an attraction with that. Before 13th day, you please hand it over. That was our instruction. And they called up. We went over there in their kriya. And her husband, Mataji's husband and daughter, son who had come from states, they all with very respectful way, we wanted to keep up our thing. Because that is the liberated soul, they disconnected everything before leaving from here. Nothing has been. And they handed over to us, to me, and I, by the mercy of Brother Gopinath, I handed over to our Pujari group. That's why it's given. On the very day, Sunday, it has been handed over. It's what I wanted to tell you, they are not the big leaders or knowing people, but how by sincere devotional service, how Krishna reciprocates, this is for everyone. With real interest, he hands it over for us. And it will never go on vain. Prabhupada used to say, it will never go on vain. So it was very, very wonderful. And not only that, she has already told that, I think you know her, your counseling system, or Anand Vrindavan knows. And not only that, even the connected people, their daughter, her husband, her son, they also agreed, means they are also wonderful souls. How Krishna is providing the wonderful Krishna conscious group. This we can see. And regarding the holy name, actually it is an ocean. Only Rupa Goswami can understand it to relish this holy name nicely. He was asking for millions of tongue and millions of years. I could have relished it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy. But in that ocean, few drops, only 4-5 points I wanted to narrate here. What is the advantage of this? It is said, 9 processes of devotional service can be completed by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. Also SSR, science of self-realization. Simply keep one picture of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant Hare Krishna. One will realize the Supreme Lord. This is the second thing. Very simple way. Third item, one associate with Radha Krishna directly by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. And one can satisfy all the demigods automatically. This is the fourth point. And even science of self-realization, if one actually wants to solve all these problems, money problem, family problem, what are the other problem? Terrorism problem, every problem. Problem in the life, it is a medicine for everything, all disease, everything. Problems of life in the age of Kali, he has to take the process of chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. That's why it is called real Chintamani. Sanatan Goswami has rejected the Chintamani and he has used this Chintamani. And this Chintamani is given to all of us by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and such an unflinching faith, and we are all gloriously flourishing. I hope after the Prabhupada's departure, this is gloriously flourishing. Just by hearing, just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books and Bhagavad Gita as it is, not to speculate anything, not to contaminate everything, and this should be only sincere heart that is protecting us. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. That is perfection of life. Thank you very much. any comments or anything? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.